The Montana Attorney General's Office has issued a warning about a highly potent synthetic opioid cropping up in the state's illicit drug supply called carfentanil. Many Montanans have never heard of the drug. Carfentanil was first developed as a large animal tranquilizer strong enough to sedate rhinoceroses and elephants. The Federal Drug Enforcement Administration describes it as extraordinarily potent, even in incredibly small doses, and says that it has never been approved for human use. The DEA, as well as other drug experts, describe the opioid as roughly 10,000 times more potent than morphine and 100 times stronger than fentanyl, creating a high risk of accidental overdose. Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson said his agency found carfentanil in a recent drug seizure in Yellowstone County. The drug was also found in another Billings area drug seizure in May. Experts say that illicit drug manufacturers have begun using carfentanil to supplement opioids and stimulants circulating in the United States, partly because even a small amount of carfentanil can have such powerful effects on users. Keith Weiss is the executive director of the Rocky Mountain High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Task Force. The regional group includes local, state, and federal law enforcement partners and covers Montana, Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming. Weiss said that measuring carfentanil's presence in the drug supply is difficult, partly because law enforcement agencies didn't always know they should be looking for it. Without lab testing, there's no way to tell whether counterfeit fentanyl pills or powder contain the powerful tranquilizer. Dr. Marco Previtoni, a professor of pharmacology at the University of Washington, said carfentanil poses one of the greatest threats to drug users because of its potency and the difficulties in detecting it. But Previtoni stressed that the opioid overdose drug naloxone, commonly known by the brand name Narcan, can reverse overdoses involving carfentanil if used quickly and appropriately. Because of the strength of the tranquilizer, bystanders and emergency responders may need to administer several doses of naloxone to combat a carfentanil overdose. Dr. Previtoni said, if Narcan is administered correctly and in time, it can reverse an overdose of pretty much every synthetic opioid. Information about where to find and how to use naloxone, as well as drug testing strips, is available on the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services website at dphhs.mt.gov. Throughout November, the Gallatin County Local Government Study Commission will host public listening sessions to inform residents about the decennial study and collect feedback and ideas about how county government could better serve its residents. Initiated by voters in 2024, the study commission is made up of citizens elected to review Gallatin County's current government structure and operations. The group is examining the county's existing powers, its current form of government, and county government service delivery, while comparing those to alternative structures permitted under Montana law. Findings from the study and any proposed recommendations for changes will be presented to voters on the November 2026 ballot. The Gallatin County Local Government Study Commission says residents from all communities across Gallatin County are encouraged to attend a session and participate, including those who live in cities with their own governments, such as Bozeman, Belgrade, and Three Forks. Everyone's voice plays a vital role in shaping how county government works for our growing and diverse region. This week, the Gallatin County Local Government Study Commission will host a public listening session Wednesday, November 19th at the Belgrade Community Library at 6 p.m. and on Thursday, November 20th at the Bozeman Public Library at 6 p.m.